Blog Talk Radio.
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me."
You just want to use me.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, come on, Biz, you have two kids and a wife to worry about now. Wouldn't you like to be able to provide for your family? We have a deal?
I don't know what you reaching out your hand for. For I shake it, I break it, hit the grave, for I fake it. I will not accept payment to hand folk. Over to the devil, knowing Christ is a last hope. Surrounded by a bunch of gustos out of low cash. But I ain't selling my soul or my notepad. What you want me to do? Promote crack? Figured they wouldn't reject the noose if the rope black. So you make one a dealer, make the rest fiends. Make one a millionaire, make the rest bleed. Wanna see us hang, get a few good guys. Sit them in a bent coupe and make the noose look fly. I can't do it, I know what it feels like. Trying to fit a rap fantasy into my real life. Got a couple real homies doing real time. Trying to eat, now they being told when it's meal time. Why would I make that appealing to them? Why would I make rap appealing to them? And now you saying I'm the villain, cause I'm chilling. Trying to get this penicillin to them. And the message, I ain't quitting till it's been delivered to them.
I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised.
What you want me to do? Stun on everybody. Fake it till I make it in front on everybody. Make them feel low, cause they don't got what I got. Like they ain't on my level, cause they don't rock what I rock. Tell them that I live a life they should wanna kill for. Still for, that's what you get in new jails built for. That's how you pick and choose who them records deal for. First one to tap dance, do a little hill go. Trying to use poverty against them, like give them a Ferrari, they'll lie for you and then some. Throw a dress on, rock press on, help push the same sex laws and disrespect God. Heck no, what I look like trying to impress y'all. Homie, y'all either step off or get stepped on. They saying that I talk like I walk around with Teflon flesh on. For Christ, that's a line I'm willing to put my neck on. So grind head, Philistine, get the guillotine. Free rap from a slingshot to make you Timberline. Y'all deny the sun like Michael did Billie Jean. But your calendar is still based off Hemisphere. Right, BC, before Christ, AD, Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, right? Jesus and mock and you confront about the knowledge y'all got. But every time you say the year, you acknowledge my God.
My I won't
God,
support God, your lie no more.
Yes,
I won't even try no more. Yes. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live.
Hallelujah.
I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more.
Yeah, Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go.
You got the nation listening, but what are you saying? I know you jokers is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck, no matter how far you made it. Just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Design the clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. You're soft as Charmin, baby, and hard as Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. It's easy to be a soldier when ain't no wars popping. You Hollywood thuggin' and Grammy Award shopping. You don't live in the hood nor visit no more, stop it. You got your tour popping. You in your Porsche Boxster. You on your porch watching while people out here dying. And you ain't even close enough by them to hear the sirens. It's them who buy your records just to hear a gang of lying. Quit claiming you banging iron, dog, if you a gangsta iron. And who said if you're black, a gangster's the thing to be? These rappers trying to be Scarface, they make believe.
dog, if you over 30, it's time to be realistic. It's no way you should be 37 and still ignorant. Still sagging, still banging, and still flagging. You're still faking, this generation is still at it. I still be in the hood, it's getting real graphic. That's real blood on the concrete, them real caskets. I know that ain't your problem, but I made it mine. Not only do I know the truth, but I can make it rhyme. They knew you'd sell us out, that's why they let you boys in. They keep you eating good long as you feed the hood poison. Got you endorsing they liquor and making blunt raps. From St. Ives to Chris Dow, it always was that. They say the government gave us guns, liquor, and crack. But last time I checked, your dealer was black, and your killer was black, and his money was green. So you can read between the lines and see what I mean. See, when it comes to the hood, they have no influence. They need a middleman, a real opportunist. One of our own kind is selfish enough to do it. Inject the hood with poison for some lifestyle improvement. That's what these rappers is doing. They selling us crack. It's like the devil is back and one of his weapons is rap. They trying to merge it with rap. We know how they get down. They using our biggest rappers to make you embrace the sound. Maybe I'm tripping though. Maybe I'm seeing things. And maybe I see some things like a need for change. Yeah. Look, y'all got too much influence to be acting foolish. I don't care if you signed up to be a role model or not. The kids gon' follow you regardless. They come with the fame. I mean, you tell them to get money, but you ain't telling them how to do it in a way they won't land them in jail or land them in the grave. And if you did live a troubled lifestyle, whether it was selling crack, pimping, whatever you had to do to get by, you know what I'm saying? I thank God that you made it out. But you telling your story like you the rule. You not the rule, you the exception to the rule. You the one happy ending out of 1,000 cats that's sitting in jail or buried up under the ground doing what you did. You that one that made it in the game and made some of yourself. So you can't tell it like if they do what you do, they gonna get what you got. And that's only to the couple cats in the game that really did what they say they did. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's negative, if I'm going to be led down the wrong path, I'd rather it be by somebody else who went down the wrong path than somebody who knew the right path and just chose to point me down the wrong one, you feel me? But at the same time, if you've been down that wrong path and you see me going down that wrong path, you'd be a hater not to tell me to go another direction, you feel me? But yeah, man, turn your negative into a positive, dog. Business.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but soul in war. Yeah.
Okay, you know that war, missionaries in the military. Walking dead, spitting life to them obituary. Now I see the light, my history blackened in February. Got across the carry, see the sign, no every. Kill the visionaries, never the vision, no dictionary. Check the words to look up my definition. Cut the head off my brother, they gon' be slicing forever. We don't die, we multiply, we got life is forever. What happened to Ebola? Stealing our attention, start repeating terrorists on their way. They killing Christians, Sharia law. Either praise Allah, Asaya, now reconform to the Quran. Can that women kill the sons? War on American soil, attention boys. Trying to control the world, starting with controlling the oil. Yeah. I think I'm in the house now. Then they want me to shut my mouth down. But we just getting louder. Never seen Jesus, you ain't never seen power. Blood out the head, homie, step into the shower. Jesus paid the price and now I'm bought like a vowel. And it's well unfortunate, I should be gone. Should've died in the wilderness, deep wrong.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but soul in war. Yeah.
Okay, you know that war, missionaries in the military. Walking dead, spitting like to them obituary. Now I see the light, my history blackin' in February. Died across the carry, see the sign, no Aries. Kill the visionaries, never the vision, no dictionary. Check the words to look up my definition. Cut the head off my brother, they gon' be slicing forever. We don't die, we multiply, we got life is forever. What happened to Ebola? Stealing non-teachers, start repeating terrorists on their way. They killing Christians, Sharia law. Either praise Allah, or sayonara, conform to the Quran. Kidnap women, kill the sons, war on American soil, the teaching boys. Trying to control the world, starting with controlling all, yeah. I think I'm in the house now. Then they want me to shut my mouth down. But we just getting louder. Never seen Jesus, you ain't never seen power. Blood out the head, homie, step into the shower. Jesus paid the price and now I'm bought like a vow. In this will, I'm fortunate, I should be gone. Should've died in the wilderness, dethroned. Oh man, that's realer than 10 decades. And Jesus reign, no clouds, rain 50 shades. From the home of the slave, Almighty Dollar Pyramid on it. Hello, Americana. Skin color still matter, can't sweep it under the rug. They can set your life away if you look like a thug. But these rappers all say that I should live like a thug. They pay from in the wrist, yes, they setting me up. Elephants in the room, we got puppets in office. Pinocchio's passing laws, it's time to take off our crosses. Soul at war, missionaries in the military. Kingdom in my blood and that's hereditary. And we got it out the mud, got it out the valley. Dry bones who got life, so we for real happy. Just post bail happy, got me out of dark place. But God, I was playing games, arcade. Thought I was safe, was far away from it. Love seeing more than I loved him, still running. One day God changed me, I could feel something. Seen a lot, heard a lot, why you still running? Still time on the clock, you can still come in. And you can still come in. Soul at war. I know your soul at war. Everybody's soul at war.
Yeah. I'm screaming out, Harvey Lord, Harvey Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord. I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville. I feel right at home, was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing and survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch and be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder. The cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His best is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma. But please, they could've kept these and brought me back to master.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro. Retro, 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 retro.
I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, Maranatha. We out here in the final days, the last chapter. How long will it last? I can't give an answer. But I was sent from the dispatcher to preach to the broken and fractured, scattering seed. The God who made us is holy and we are guilty before him because of our wicked deeds. They say, I don't need your religion or pleading petitions to receive a bleeding savior to save me from my condition. But when Jesus returns, it'll be a traumatic scene. That's why I play the sermon clip and unload the magazine. Glory to the King. There is mercy for sinners. The gates of heaven are open. There's only one way to enter. It might sound dogmatic, but if your faith is static when you stand before God, then it's more than problematic. That's why I'm so emphatic, no matter the demographic. Without Christ, life will end
tragic. Yo, I used to be a dead man, walking in the darkness, spiritual carcass. Now I'm alive because my God lives. I preach the same gospel that the gospel of John gives. The same gospel that Jay given, the same gospel that John gives. Timeless vintage, the message doesn't change. But on that day when he arrives, that's when everything changes. New heaven and earth, sin and suffering is over. And the glory of the King will be seen, full exposure.
King of heaven, King of glory, bring them back. Come to see and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
To the people you would meet, or that you met and come to learn and respect. Yeah, he's been involved since the beginning, from the first to the ninth inning, and he knows exactly what happens next. So it's no coincidence that you grew up in the south, or that you grew up in the east or the west. And it's no coincidence that you went away to college and you chose basketball over track. And it's all written in the script, everything from your desires to the way that you were wired. My guess, God did it all on purpose so that you would know your purpose and do his work from this life to the next. Let's go. Struggling with their purpose, they wanna know why God put them here on the earth. So common to glorify God and work in the 9 to 5, but that's just scratching the surface. Don't get me wrong, every man has gotta earn his, but he just gotta labor and he can't mind breaking the sweat. But at the same time as he grinds, man, he can't deny he was designed for more than chasing a check. People are breaking their neck, trying to discover who they are, why they're here, and what it is that God wants them to do. You ain't gotta feel no way about that, no sir, if your foot fits right in that shoe. And if I were you, I wouldn't confuse being rich and successful with finding one's purpose. That's something we gotta wrestle with. Girl, I'm not a specialist, but I know you got a special gift that God wants to give to the world that comes with you. I know a lot of y'all got a lot of questions. Trust me, God got something for you to do. He gave us all something. I hear you saying, I know that I got a purpose, I just don't know what it is. Let me help you uncover it. I tell you what I did. I followed my bent. Where do you like to go? What do you like to do? That should give you a clue. What do you do well? What are some of your strengths? What you like to discuss will probably give you a hit. Tell me what drives you up the wall. Cause your greatest frustration is a problem that you are here to solve. That is if God gave you the tools to pull it off. If he has, then get up off of your stool and get involved. Yeah, but don't carry your gifts. Don't worry, you're equipped to do whatever God wants you to do for him. He wants you to take the thing that you like to do and blend that with the thing God told us we must do. So then, you're spending all your energy and you're fruitful in the ministry. Now that's what I call a win-win. Every day,
maybe in the
course
of the day, I know I got a reason I live.
Follow me, follow me. Representative of the kingdom, y'all. Hey, Mr. Soaps, y'all. New creation, I am. Hey, ready for the mission, cause the kingdom has enlisted me. Come on, yeah, and I'm so high I can't come down. Feels like that my mind's up on cloud nine. And everything is so clearer. I'm looking back at me with no reflection in the mirror. Come on. He got me spirited away, I feel so free. Knowing that my old life is beneath me. I take a breath, I breathe easy, I'm so gone. Drunk up in the spirit, feeling like I'm comatose. Life is better than it used to be. Can you imagine everything you ever thought I could've had me? Cause I take first the vision that I've been given. God put it in me to accomplish that, be that kingdom vision. Listen, the world will be and I know that I'm already gone. Like a 747 jet, homie, I'm off in the zone. Now come on, come on. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey.
Come on, come on. Follow me, follow me. Representative of the kingdom, y'all. Hey, Mr. Soaps, y'all.
New creation, I am. Hey, ready for the mission, cause the kingdom has enlisted me.
Come on,
yeah, and I'm so high I can't come down. Feels like that my mind's up on cloud nine. And everything is so clearer. I'm looking back at me with no reflection in the mirror.
Come on.
He got me spirited away, I feel so free. Knowing that my old life is beneath me. I take a breath, I breathe easy, I'm so gone. Drunk up in the spirit, feeling like I'm comatose. Life is better than it used to be. Can you imagine everything you ever thought I could've had me? Cause I take first the vision that I've been given. God put it in me to accomplish that, be that kingdom vision. Listen, the world will be and I know that I'm already gone. Like a 747 jet, homie, I'm off in the zone. Now come on, come on.
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down.
Now that I stand and look at the skies above, I just face this world I'm feeling when I think about Jesus' love. The way he gave up himself on the cross and died for my sins, that makes me tell myself that I can never go back again. My mental and physical DNA I know has been changed.
Now can you feel that?
That's the Holy Spirit on me, just like the rapture.
Come on,
changed in the blink of an eye.
I'll be your representative of him till the day that I fly.
So catch the wave and follow me to the streets at the goal, where everybody is in harmony and God's in control.
Come on,
your soul, cause believers operate from the spirit.
And there's no devil in the world that can ever come near it. Better get with it.
It's that love that'll make you test the skies. And the more that I get deeper, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher and higher and high, and high, getting higher and higher and high, and high, and high, and high.
I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher, and I can never come down.
I finally understand what I've always heard.
Everything will be fine. You just gotta let go and let God.
I spent so many years trying to work for His love.
climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down, you know. Hey, I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting higher. And I can never come down. I keep growing, keep climbing, getting high.
Kelly boy, Kelly boy,
keep climbing, getting high.
Bang loud, bang loud.
God, whose side you standing on? Except you get it right with the Lord. Brother, you're gonna burn. I'm bringing you the truth of this gospel. This ain't no fairy tale. In prison through a life of sin. When Jesus got your bail, died upon the cross of Calvary. For our sins, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Go ahead and let him in. Christ be the only foundation promised to never fall. Get your life right with the maker. This is the final call.
The final call. Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call. Lord, save them all.
Your destiny, not no caracal. Many people being deceived because of what they hear. Running to the prophets of Satan, they got itching ears. Prophecies all over the Bible, it's steady coming true. Time for you to make a decision about what you gonna do. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the maker, this is the final call.
The final call, Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord, save them all.
The question, where do you want to go? John 3, the words of my Savior, you must be born again. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, if you plan to make it in. Pearly gates, streets of gold, even mansions. Make your reservations for heaven, you see your moms again. Righteousness, peace, joy, in the Holy Ghost, eternal life in heaven with more. Can you ask for power that is born eternally? Salvation is mine, thanks to his blood that has made me free. Never departing from his holy presence, the essence of heaven be his presence. So what a blessing, we see this lesson, given by inspiration of the Spirit. His voice is heard beyond mine, I pray you hear it and draw near it. Before the trumpet blow, where will you go? Without Christ, I hope you know. I can hear the final call, Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord, save them all.
I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Just somebody who's following Jesus Christ these days and times. You know what I'm talking about? This episode right here, we on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, Teaching Tuesdays, hip-hop and Jesus. You don't know. Let me ask you a question. Have you spent some quality time with God, your creator, today? Have you spent some quality time with God, your creator, today? If you have or if you haven't, we are about to have some Bible study up in here where we feed on and we grow from the Word of God. Then we feed on the Word of God, we grow from the Word of God. Faith in God comes by hearing His Word. And we glorify Him when we hear and do what He tells us. Yeah, faith in God comes by us hearing His Word. And when we glorify Him, we do glorify Him when we hear and do what He tells us. Yeah, this ain't for going in one ear and out the other. No, this is for going into your heart. Yes, putting your faith in God. So it's time to start taking God at His Word. And it's time for us to start putting God's Word over everybody else's Word. Yeah. Hold on. Scratch the record on that one. Yeah, the record sounded so good right there. Man, hold on. Hold on. Just reading this description for today's broadcast. And it says, it's time to start taking God at His Word. It is time to start taking God at His Word. If He said, consider it done. Yeah, take Him at His Word. And it's also time for us to start putting God's Word over everybody else's Word in our lives. Yeah, God's Word over everybody else's Word in our lives. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And the food for faith. I changed it up a little bit. Yeah. Food for faith. I like that. Food for faith. The scriptures for the night. For this broadcast. Whenever you listen to it. Part one will be 1 Kings chapter 4. You can go ahead and turn there. 1 Kings chapter number 4. That's part one. 1 Kings chapter number 4. Part two will be Jeremiah chapter 21. Jeremiah chapter 21 for part two. Part three will be Matthew chapter number 8. Yep, Matthew chapter number 8 for part three. We appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Let's pray. Father, thank you for being here. Yeah, thank you for bringing us throughout the day, and thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for increasing our faith in you, letting us see you, yeah, revealing yourself to us like never before. Father, continue to have your way. Yes, let us continue to come before you boldly and ask for forgiveness and receive the forgiveness that's available in you, Father. Let us receive your love, your mercy, your grace, and let us repay you with our obedience. Yes, and with our trust, with our love. Father, have your way. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for these scriptures. Thank you for teaching us these scriptures. Thank you for giving us more faith from your scriptures, Father, from your word. Continue to just have your way and let us continue to glorify you and love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And let us love our neighbor as ourselves. And let us forgive those, yeah, that trespass against us. In Jesus' name, have your way. Amen. Yeah. We up in here. Y'all ready? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, and the food for faith. Food for faith. We're about to feed our faith in God. Yep, 1 Kings chapter 4, we're about to kick it off right there, so let's get that. 1 Kings chapter 4, let's go. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. 1 Kings chapter number 4, the kings with the one in front of it. There's two of them in there. So we're going to the one with the one in front of it. 1 Kings chapter number 1, chapter 4. Yeah, let me read this inspirational scripture. Y'all know we do this from time to time. They're the same ones, but they're so powerful. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, y'all don't say that about them prescriptions when y'all go back and keep refilling them prescriptions. Okay, anyway, get these scriptures. This is for our faith. So it says, I give eternal life to them. Yeah, I'm not reading the scriptures yet. I'm just reading this inspirational card. It says, I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. Jesus gives eternal life to each and every last one of us. And he says that we will never perish. That's right. We will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. No one. They go for humans and demons and whatever else. No one will snatch them out of my hand is what Jesus is saying. And we all know that Jesus is the Lord. Yeah, that means nobody can beat him. Yeah, nobody can beat him. No one can beat him. No one can snatch him out of my hand. That's what he says. So if I got you right here, I'm your eternal security. And you're not going to ever perish. And no one will snatch you out of my hand because I'm the one give you eternal life, is what Jesus says to each and every last one of us. And we just cuckoo enough to believe it. Yes, sir. So, yeah, let's get over here to 1 Kings. Chapter number 4 here. See what's going on here. Verse 1 says, so King Solomon was king over all Israel. King Solomon, he's king over all Israel. And these were his officials. Azariah, the son of Zadok, the priest, Horeph and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha. We're about to go through some names, all right? All right, scribes, so that means they were writers. That's what a scribe is. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, the recorder. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, over the army. Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, Azariah, the son of Nathan, over the officers, Zabud, the son of Nathan, a priest and the king's friend, Ahishar, over the house of Adonirim, the son of Abda, over the labor force. So giving their titles and everything. So these are the officials of Solomon. Okay? Forgive me for chopping up the names if I do. But we're going to get through this thing. Yes, sir. All right, so we in 1 Kings chapter 4. Verse 7 says, and Solomon had 12 governors over all Israel. He had 12 governors over all Israel who provided food for the king and his household. Each one made provision for 1 month of the year. These are their names. Ben-Hur in the mountains of Ephraim. Ben-Decker in Machaz. Shealbim, Beth-Shemesh. And Elon, Beth-Hanan. Verse 10. Ben-Hesed in Aroboth. Yeah, these names ain't Hebrew, okay? To him belongs Sukkoth and all the land of Hefer. Ben Abinadab, in all the regions of Dor, he had Tophath, the daughter of Solomon, as wife. See, that's why we have to read these names and everything, because we wouldn't know these other names and this other information that it drops in between, you know what I'm saying, these names. So let's get it. We're in 1 Kings chapter 4. Let's read verse 11 again. Ben Abinadab, in all the regions of Dor, he had Tophath, the daughter of Solomon. So that's telling you Solomon's daughter name right there, Tophath. Yeah, that'd be a good trivia question. What's Solomon's daughter name? It's found in 1 Kings chapter 4. Verse 11, Tophath, the daughter of Solomon, as wife. I don't know if he had more than one daughter. Yes, he did. I'm quite sure he had bunch of kids, bunch of children. Verse 12 says, Bana, the son of Hulud in Tanakh, Megiddo in all Beth Shean, which is beside Zeratan, below Jezreel, from Beth Shean to Abel, Mehola, as far as the other side of Jeconium. Verse 13 says, Ben Gerber in Ramoth, Gilead, to him belong the towns of Jair, the son of Manasseh. In Gilead, to him also belong the region of Argob in Bashan. 60 large cities with walls and bronze gate bars. Those 60 large cities with walls, that's their protection, their defense, and bronze gate bars as well. So the gate bars were bronze. That's their security, right? Verse 14, 1 Kings chapter 4, says, Ahinadab, the son of Ido in Mahanaim, Ahimeaz in Naphtali, he also took Basemeth, the daughter of Solomon, as wife. So there goes another daughter of Solomon. Basemeth and what's the other one? Tophath? Yeah. Tophath, Basemeth, the daughter of Solomon, his wife. So there's two daughters of Solomon right there. Verse 16 says, Bana, the son of Hushai in Asher and Eloth, Jehoshaphat, the son of Perua in Issachar, Shimei, the son of Elah in Benjamin, Gerba, the son of Uri in the land of Gilead, in the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and of Og, king of Bashan. He was the only governor who was in the land. So at 12, but he was the only one in the land. All right, verse 20. Says Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand of the sea. So it's a bunch of them now. Judah. All right. We're in 1 Kings chapter number 4, verse 20. Says Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand of the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and rejoicing. So they multiplying. But they're multiplying. They're numerous. They're growing. Right? Thriving. Verse 21 says, so Solomon reigned over all kingdoms from the river to the land of the Philistines as far as the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Mm-hmm. Israel, that's God's people. You got faith in God today? You Israel. Verse 22 says, now Solomon's provision for one day was 30 cores of fine flour, 60 cores of meal. Let me see. Do this help me out right here with the measurements? You know what I'm saying? This is Bible study, right? I got a Bible there. Put it in the today's terms, if y'all will allow me to grip it right quick. You know what I'm talking about? So we're in 1 Kings, chapter 4. Hold on. Let me find this in this other. See what a core is and all that, you know what I'm saying? Just the measurement. So we're in 1 Kings chapter 4, verses that. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse number 22. Solomon's daily provisions were 30 cores. What is that? About 5.5 tons? Whoa. God, his daily provision? He the king, shoot. 30 cores. This is about 5.5 tons. Wow. 5 metric tons? That's a lot. Of the finest flour and 60 cores. 60 is about 11 tons. Wow. That's a lot. All right. Verse number, we'll get 20. 3 says 10 fatted oxen, so 10 oxen, healthy ox, 20 oxen from the pastures, and 100 sheep beside deer, gazelles, roebucks, and fatted fowl. So he got a lot. He's a king, though. It ain't just for him either. We just named all of his officials over here, too, right? You got to get taken care of somehow, right? All right, verse number 24 in 1 Kings chapter 4. It says, for he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river from Tephsah even to Gaza, namely over all the kings on this side of the river, and he had peace on every side all around him. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely. Judah, representing that praise, yeah, praising God, and Israel, yeah, the ones that got faith in God, God's people, dwelt safely. Yeah, it's circumcision of the heart, not of the flesh. Judah and Israel. Judah is the praisers, yeah, that's praising God. Israel, that's the ones that believe in God, right, and obey God. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, each man under his vine and his fig tree, from Dan as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. So their needs were met. Looked like he's carrying on in the footsteps of his father. Because remember, when David was king, now everybody prospered when David was king. Yeah, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about David broke bread, made sure everybody was taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Man. Where those leaders at, huh? Making sure everybody's straight. Not giving you a stimulus check and then the next year raising up the price on everything. Inflation. Yeah. Y'all ain't got to pay us back. Inflation everything. Anyway, here we at 1 Kings chapter 4. I'm sorry, we at verse 24. No, he was in verse 26. First Kings chapter 4, verse 26 says, Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses. 40,000 stalls of horses. Now remember, God made Solomon the wealthiest, wisest king ever. Okay? Got a lot of wisdom. Wrote the book of Proverbs. Wrote Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon too. So Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 20,000 horsemen. And these governors, each man in his month, provided food for the king, for King Solomon. Remember, it's 12 of them. So each man in his month, out of these governors, they provided food for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table. There was no lack in their supply either. Wow. God does provide. That's what you get from right here. Yeah, God does provide. This is God's king. Yeah, this is Solomon, David's son. And David was ordained by God too to be king. Alright, no lack in their supply, verse 28, and that's how God do with us now. Yeah, if God is with you, you got to recognize and realize that he is more than enough. If God is on your side, what can the world do to you? Nothing. So, he is more than enough. That's his name. One of those is his name. More than enough is his name. Yeah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi. You know what I'm saying? My provider, all that. Yeah, one of those. Is his name. Yeah, my provider. If you don't know what it is, just know what it means and who he is. He is your provider. There's another scripture said, my God shall supply all your need. Yeah, not my job, not your job either, but my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Can't depend on this world for it, as you can see. All right, we in 1 Kings chapter 4. We almost finished with part 1. 1 Kings chapter 4, we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Hip hop Bible study, little buddy. All right, 1 Kings chapter 4. Verse 28 says, they also brought barley and straw to the proper place for the horses and steeds, each man according to his charge. So they taking care of Solomon, taking care of the horses and everything. He got all them horses, 40,000 stalls of horses. Not just 40,000 horses, 40,000 stalls of horses, all right? Get it right. Yeah, this big time. Yeah, Solomon, colossal time king. He's colossal with this thing, man. I'm talking about God. All right? And I'm talking about didn't lack nothing. All right? And he doing right with it. So it ain't no need for you to suck all this stuff in and you the only one benefiting from it. You got to do like David, do like Solomon, and spread it around. Yep. Make others' lives better with the increase. Verse 28 says, they also brought barley and straw to the proper place for the horses and steeds, each man according to his charge. And verse 29 says, and God gave Solomon wisdom. See that? He ain't just on his own increasing. He's with God. God is with him. Yeah, you're with God. God is with you. And God gave Solomon wisdom, giving you wisdom too, because you're taking time listening and learning from someone who already had wisdom. So you're learning from that, because we're learning from Solomon right now. And what God is about to do, verse 29 says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding. See that? Yeah, your wisdom is increasing and your understanding is getting greater. And that's what happens when you spend time with God. He's the all-knowing one. Yeah, you spend time with him, all that going to rub off on you. He's going to make sure you get it. Mm-hmm. God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. Thus Solomon's wisdom, listen and pay attention to this, thus Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the men of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. His wisdom, because he getting his wisdom from God. God is increasing his. And the humans, I don't care how long they went to school, they can't touch his wisdom. All the men of the East, all the wisdom of Egypt, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Solomon got it. Look at verse 31 says, for he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Israelite, and Heman, Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs. You see that? He wrote proverbs. He spoke 3,000 proverbs. Proverbs will make you wise. I'm telling you, you spend time with God. Spend time with God in his word. You'll be wiser than your teachers. Mm-hmm. For real. Wiser. Yeah. Wise. Wisdom, unless your teacher got God, okay then. But yeah, God increased that wisdom because he spoke 3,000 proverbs and his songs, so he wrote songs too, were 1,005 songs. Mm-hmm. And spoke 3,000 proverbs. Wow, that's some wisdom and that's great understanding too, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Solomon, and that's for you too. Keep hanging with God. He's going to increase you in your wisdom and your understanding. And you need both of them. Because wisdom, knowing to make the right decision, and understanding, you know, that, man, knowing to make the right decision and making it, doing what's right. Yeah, that's wise, doing what's right. Doing what's wrong, that is not wise. That's unwise. All right, verse number 32. I'm sorry. Well, let me read that again. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. Also, he spoke of trees from the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish. And if you want to see all that, man, and how he spoke it, it's in the Bible. Go to Ecclesiastes. You'll see all of it. I'm talking about you read. You can read how wise he was in Proverbs. But start off in Ecclesiastes and see the mind and the wisdom, some of that wisdom that Solomon had, man, in Ecclesiastes and Proverbs, man. You know what I'm saying? And Song of Solomon. Oh. Verse 34, 1 Kings chapter 4 says, and men of all nations from all the kings of the earth, men of all nations from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. I told y'all, I'm telling you now, you want to hear the wisdom of Solomon, go to Ecclesiastes. Start with chapter 1. He the one letting you know all is vanity. Everything is meaningless. You see how much provision that he had. He got the governors bringing him all this stuff every month. And they ain't lacking nothing. And they taking care of all them stalls of horses and everything else, man. Hallelujah. That's God providing, though. Yeah, because that's a godly king. And God will do you. He'll bless you. He's in the business of blessing. All right? He'll bless you. Just make it through all the tests, though. You got to make it through all the tests. You have to endure. In order to endure, you got to make it to the END, right? That's the first three letters of endure. You got to make it to the end. Mm-hmm. That fire get hot, we want to jump out, but stay in there to the end, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. We on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. That was 1 Kings chapter 4. We got through there. It was a bunch of names. Now, some of these chapters, I'm warning you now, got nothing but names, and we'll just get through them how God get them. Get through them. Some of them got nothing but names, but like I said, they do have information that be right there in between those names, too, and we will see that. You see what I'm saying? But we will, you know, we'll get through that how we get through that. Especially with Chronicles, and that's after Kings. All them names, man, I don't skip none of the, I don't skip any of the Bible. I take God's word serious. As long as his Holy Spirit is leading us, we good. We gonna get through it, and it ain't gonna be boring, because it's gonna be full of life. Alright? When we come back, we gonna get into part 2, which will be Jeremiah chapter 21. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. We'll be right back.
Fourth quarter time.
Hey, J Mac,
I keep telling the man.
Can you blame me for what I do? Never said I was the righteous. The crisis make you the trifest. Living life lifeless, sicker than hepatitis B. I love the streets, it's apart from my family tree. I see, that's a part of my identity. What an amenity. Such money and drugs, it's the ministry. So far beyond going to see, that's a gift from the enemy. Astounded by the fact he surrounds my proximity. But I still tend to worship with worthless like it ain't bounded. I'm bounded, overcrowded with insignificance. I find significance just for the approval from cats who ignorant. What's the benefit? I went searching for dividends because the struggle's something I wish for no man to be in. For sure, should've saw my face when my mama said we was poor like no ma'am. But I know my plan was bleed poverty out of my pores. So I was screaming for the Lord. Never wanted the Holy Ghost selling O's and proposed to the road I chose. My only choice, no exaggeration. Caught up in the fascination. Looking for the head cat in charge. This is decapitator. I was slowly seeping in fabrication. Thinking that my peers would cheer for my self-gratification. Must have been stupid, run around town like a nuisance. Didn't want to hear another man's two cents. I was blind trying to tap the loose ends and get a new Benz. Refused in to be where everybody wanted me to be. See where everybody wanted me to see. Leave me alone, I just want to be free. Could have been my mom was crowded. Grounded from emptiness, which made me envious. Which distorted my own means to exist. More I try to resist, I lie to myself in the wrist. As high as the tide and I'm drenched. Dying inside the abyss of life. And I'm trying to prevent my mind from aligning with sin. Hiding disguising with sin. Inside of my soul was condemned. Then again it could have been that I was prideful. Turned away from God from my idols. A cycle, a cycle. I was fascinated in this and gave my attention to that. I put work about on the trap. Never cared about how I act. I would make him would break the stack. And I wanted to be like him and them, but
let's have a talk about Jesus.
And now I see what's in the Bible. And anything I put before God is just an idol. Listen, this time is vital. There's no one that you can cry to. I pray today for revival. So
let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord Savior, I pray there's no one greater than Jesus. Gave me grace.
Jesus.
I showed my faith.
Jesus.
The merciful.
Jesus.
I'm thankful to
Jesus.
You died for me.
Let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord Savior, I pray there's no one greater than
Jesus.
You took my death.
Jesus.
You gave me breath.
Jesus.
You helped
Every once in a while we get distracted and put things before God. But anything you put for him is just an idol. Let's go. Contemplated, concentrated on how I made it. Better know what the world is full of, but end up constipated. Can't flush all of my urges. Nowhere to go, but I'm moving like this is urgent. I was confused about who I need to be serving. The saying is, life's no game without Derwin. Now the temperature got me hurling. Stress within could have sent up to my neck like a Sherilyn. Life's pandemonium with a pint of petroleum. Was gassed off, what they promoted, ain't no one can lure me in. Wish I traveled inside a DeLorean, but you can't take back or retract what you was indulging in. Metamorphosing in the shoes of the Lord was walking in. Through the fire I wept, now my flesh is dressed up in porcelain. Trying to find my origin, and I couldn't pass go because my thought process was stuck on
money, cash,
you know. The rest of me, trying to find my destiny. Faith as small as a mustard seed is what partially puzzled me. Reluctantly, did what I wanted till I was comfortably skipping chapters. Was thinking my pastor was trying to hustle me. Guess the devil was interrupting me, cause what's bitter, he tried to make sweet as a honeysuckle tree. Raised in the gutter, we don't affiliate with wannabes, but at 40, you still ain't conforming to what you wanna be. Rhymes come abundantly, ain't willing to take a bunch of leave when your life ain't about sacrifices for Jesus Christ. Then again, it could have been in the end, I was prideful. Turned away from God for my idols. A cycle. I was fascinated in this and gave my attention to that. I put work about on the trap, never cared about how I act. I would make him would break a stack, and I wanted to be like him and them, but
let's have a talk about Jesus.
And now I see what's in the Bible, and anything I put before God is just an idol. Listen, this time is vital. There's no one that you can cry to. I pray today for revival, so
let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I pray there's no one greater than
Jesus.
Gave me grace,
Jesus.
I show my faith,
Jesus.
The merciful,
Jesus.
I'm thankful to
Jesus.
You died for me.
Let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I pray there's no one greater than
Jesus.
You took my day,
Jesus.
You gave me breath,
Jesus.
You helped me see,
Jesus.
Make my life complete.
Don't get it.
your time. It's your time. Do you believe it? Receive it. Go, 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 go and get it. If it ain't Jesus, I ain't with it.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's cracking? What's handing? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, well, we on that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, we on that hip hop and Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. Alright, part two, we ready. In case you missed it, part one was 1 Kings chapter 4. Part two, Jeremiah chapter 21. Let's go. Jeremiah chapter 21. Let's get it. You got to go, 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 go and get it. If it ain't Jesus, I ain't with it. Got a light so bright, demons run like roaches. That right? You know what I'm talking about? Like you got the raid can up in that thing. Mm-hmm. And then you hit them with the raid, well, they ain't gonna run too far. Yes, sir. You hit them with the word of God. The word of God is Jesus. Alright. Alright, Jeremiah chapter 21. Now, this is about Jerusalem's doom. Okay? Remember they was rejecting God and all that, didn't want to hear what he said. We hear him, but we ain't studying what he's talking about. Alright? So if this is your attitude, this is for you too. Alright, repent. Now, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is Jeremiah chapter number 21 says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Excuse me. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Mm-hmm. When King Zedekiah sent to him Pasher, the son of Melchiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest, saying, please inquire of the Lord for us. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us. So we need you to talk to God for us, is what they asking. Jeremiah, right? They sent some messengers to Jeremiah, asking Jeremiah, please inquire of the Lord for us. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us. So King Zedekiah sent some messengers to Jeremiah, all right? Verse 2, when Jeremiah, this is Bible study, that's what it's for. We take our time, we ain't rushing through nothing, and we getting all of this as much as God give to us, all right? Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 2 says, please inquire of the Lord for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us. Perhaps the Lord will deal with us according to all his wonderful works, that the king may go away from us. Verse 3 says, then Jeremiah said to them, thus you shall say to Zedekiah. Verse 4, thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands, with which you fight against the king of Babylon and the Chaldeans who besiege you outside the walls, and I will assemble them in the midst of this city. So it says God is going to turn back the weapons of war that's in their hands. All right? It says, I myself will fight against you. They want to go to him for help. But what he said, I'm going to turn your weapons that's in your hands against you. See, God is not a punk. I don't know why people think that the devil or think evil is harder than God. Like, man, please, God is the Almighty. He don't play that crap. Yeah, somebody say he don't play that crap. Oh, hey, yes, sir. God does not play. Oh, say the preaching for Saturday and for the weekend. I can't preach. I got to teach. Well, I feel that fire. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So, Jeremiah chapter 21, verse 4. God said he going to turn back the weapons of war that's in their hands while they trying to inquire of him, right? The weapons that you was using to fight, that you was going to use to fight against the king of Babylon? Yeah, King Nebuchadnezzar? I'm turning them back on you. And then verse 5 says, I myself, God himself, will fight against you with an outstretched hand. Not fight for them, but he's going to fight against them. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm, even in anger and fury and great wrath. So not only do you have to worry about the king, yeah, God going to be at you. Mm-hmm. Verse 6 says, I will strike the inhabitants of this city, both man, that's humans, and beast, that's the animals. They shall die of a great pestilence. See? Tip, coronavirus ain't new to God. That's a pestilence. It ain't new to God's people. That's a pestilence. We reading about a pestilence right here. God said, I'm going to strike the inhabitants of this city, both the humans, that's both man and beast, that's the animals. They shall die of a great pestilence, though. Mm-hmm. Verse 7 says, and afterwards says the Lord, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, his servants and the people, and such as are left in the city from the pestilence. I'm going to deliver them from the pestilence and the sword and the famine. See that? Pestilence, sword, famine. Dealing with that right now. Into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, into the hand of the enemy, their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life. And he shall strike them. He shall strike them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them or have pity on them or mercy. He shall not spare them or have pity or mercy. He's going to strike them. Deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, his servants and the people, and such as are left in the city from the pestilence and the sword and the famine into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So he's going to deliver them from the pestilence and from the famine and from the sword, and they go into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, right? Into the hand of their enemies, and into the hand of those who seek their life, and he shall strike them with the edge of the sword. He shall not spare them or have pity or mercy. Okay? Now, verse 8 says, now you shall say to this people, thus says the Lord. And now Jeremiah is delivering his message to them, too, by the way. So you should just imagine how they were looking at Jeremiah while he's saying this. Thus says the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. Okay? Only God can do that. Behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. You obey God, you get life. You disobey, you get death. Verse 9, he who remains in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes out and defects to the Chaldeans who besiege you, he shall live, and his life shall be as a prize to him. Mm-hmm. Defect to the Chaldeans, that's going to take over, right? Shall live, and his life will be a prize to him. For I have set my face against this city for adversity and not for good. They're the same good God, see? See his bad side? Yeah, his angry side. When he angry, he right for it. Because all we have to do is listen to God, cooperate with God, we good. He created us and made us for him, but we want to sit here and go against his ways and then turn around and blame him on top of that. But God says, I have set my face against this city for adversity. Yeah, not no peace, but for adversity and not for good, says the Lord. It shall be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire. Yeah, God ain't playing. He don't play about us disobeying, and he don't play about us rejecting his word. Because remember, last chapter, they rejected God's word, remember? Mm-hmm. And he was giving it through Jeremiah. We in chapter 21. We almost finished with this one. Verse 11 says, and concerning the house of the king of Judah, say, hear the word of the Lord. The house of Judah. Remember, Judah is that praise, right? So concerning the house of the king of Judah, say, hear the word of the Lord, O house of David. Thus says the Lord, execute judgment in the morning and deliver him who is plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. So execute judgment. Execute. That calls us to go into action, right? execute judgment in the morning. You stand up for what's right and do what's right. Judgment. And deliver him who is plundered. Whoever is taken, yes, you got to deliver him. And you can do this in your prayer. By praying. Remember to pray in the morning. Uh-huh. That's one way. All right? So deliver him who is plundered out of the hand of the oppressor. Because the oppressor, remember, the oppressor be preying on the poor and the needy and the righteous ones. You see what I'm saying? So we can pray. Mm-hmm. Out of the hand of the oppressor. Yeah. Pray that God delivers him who is plundered, him who is, you know, abused, plundered. They stealing from him, right? So we're going to pray for them. Yeah, that God deliver him out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my fury go forth like fire, see, and burn so that no one can quench it because of the evil of your doings. See, that's what made God get mad. When we are being evil, when we are behaving like Satan, when we are disobedient, when we're acting, we're not acting like Jesus. It says because of the evil of your doings. This is why God turning them over into the hands of their enemies. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you're either going to be blessed or cursed. You can't do both. So you got to be all in for God. Okay? Verse 13 says, behold, I am against you, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain, says the Lord, who say, who shall come down against us? I'm against you who say, who shall come down against us now? The ones that are saying, who shall come down against us? They want to pick and make fun of God, want to fly. Talking about they going in space. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God talking to you. And it's been written in his word, and it's still alive, and it's still relevant. Especially when you're in these prophets, because God's word is living anyway. And the prophets, God used them to deliver his messages. And they were strong, and they were heavy. And the only time they were good, if you was, you know, good with God. Mm-hmm. So, verse 13, behold, I am against you, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain, says the Lord. The ones who say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter our dwelling? Verse 14 says, but I will punish you according to the fruit of your doing, says the Lord. Yeah, because God know our hearts. He know our minds. He know our thoughts, even if we don't say them. So the best thing you can do is submit to him and let him get some good thoughts coming about you. Because he understand them other ones and them evil ones. Yeah, he got them too. I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, says the Lord. I will kindle a fire in its forest, and it shall devour all things around it. So that's what's going to happen. Yeah. It ain't hard to understand this word of God when you have the Holy Spirit leading you and teaching you. You see what I'm saying? You can still get the truth from the scriptures and the stories and from what God is saying and what he said back then. But his word is living, so it's always going to be relevant. Mm-hmm. Always going to be relevant. And this word of God, when you read it, it's supposed to check you too. Yeah, to put some fear in you, be like, oh, shoot. Yeah, but you fearing God. You reverencing God. That's what it's supposed to do. The word of God is alive, and whether people believe it or not, it does not change the truth. You see what I'm saying? Whether they believe it or not, it don't change the truth. And God said, I hear your thoughts, and I see what you're doing. Y'all want to be disrespectful, talking about who going to come down there? Who going to do what? Who shall come down against us? That what it said right in verse 13? Yeah, who shall come down against us? Or who shall enter our dwelling? Humans, arrogant as a mug. And ain't nothing but dust. Yeah. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis. Just a son of God. Because of the son Jesus. That's right. So that's part two. Jeremiah chapter 21. When we come back, we're going to get into Matthew chapter 8. Yeah. Matthew chapter 8 when we come back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know Jesus with me. Jesus. Every day. That right?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
that.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
that.
Jesus every day,
yeah, I know that Jesus with me. I believe now I can see every little thing he done for me. Now I got to praise you, G-O-D, G-O-D, God on deck, G-O-D, respect the king. He's Lord of lords and king of kings. We lift him higher, now me. I'ma give him glory, you should too. I'ma ask you one more time what you gonna do. Sitting over there stuck like you have no clue. Get this Jesus and keep it true. He died for your sins, your mama and grandma too. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Respect is due. Father, have your way.
Help
us stay on the path that you pay. We know that God is with us. Yes,
yep.
Jesus still saves. Oh, so much pain, enough to make you insane. The suffering can't compare to glory. Hold on to the great I am. Jesus really is coming. He is the Lion and the Lamb.
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
that.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
that.
Jesus every day. Every
Satan
day
tricking people. He acting like he winning. He weak. Couldn't take me from God while I was out there sinning. The blood of Jesus, against anything that's evil. Satan destroys, kills, and lies. Don't let him deceive you. I am God's
warrior.
Spiritual warfare for sure. I am God's warrior. I'm kicking in Satan's front door. I'm uploading the truth. You cannot have God's youth. We lift Jesus Christ higher, cause Jesus is the truth. Understand God's word. Yes, God is love. God still with me. We fit. We tight like a glove. The world make me wanna buck, cause I have no fear. Gonna keep pushing God's word till the signal is clear. You hear?
I know Jesus with me every
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every day.
Jesus.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
that.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
that.
Jesus every day. Every day
Jesus got all power and all authority too. I'm gonna focus on him, not what these fools trying to do. A real war going on. Look past what your eyes can see. Don't ignore Jesus, he's still saying look to me. We live by faith, and if that's the case, focus on the Lord Jesus Christ or stay lost in the maze. When your situation in life is bigger than you, it's still smaller than your God, and he's bringing you through. Just let him handle it, rest. He knows best, he sent his son here blessed. No need to stress, I'm just gonna let everybody know the real truth. Satan was messing with me now, bro.
He's missing the tooth,
the truth.
I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus with me every day. I know Jesus with me every I know Jesus every day. Every day I know Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
yes,
Jesus
yes,
with me
yes,
every day
yes,
I know
that.
Jesus with me every
yes,
I know
that.
Jesus every day. Every day
clear and loud. children of Israel. Hear me well. This here, you need to hear. Leave it there. Even the white mic try to tell you they don't even care
about them.
Beat makers, even writers that want you to dance, but nothing to unite us. It's the new Passover. We ain't scared of your virus. No more blood-stained doors. What we need is inside us.
The Holy Ghost.
He was brought here to guide us.
To separate the cowards from the riders.
What we needed all along was standing right beside us.
So when your enemies start to flood you like some pirates, call on the Lord. Go and try it.
He ain't look towards the sky yet.
Yours said it's my said.
It's a miracle.
Ain't now one of us die yet.
Hypnotized by the eye net.
Got my business fixed.
Baby, pa, if I die next, I know what the time is. Flawless. Timeless.
My time ain't long as it has been, yeah. So I'm aware of the pearls that I'm casting.
Not here for any form of fashion.
No one faking is coming up from my back end.
Trying to catch me lacking.
We all got to take the trip, no bags packing.
Times like these, we should be constantly fasting.
Trouble will come, but it's been known for not lasting.
No, I'm not perfect, Lord, forgive me for my last sin.
You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. Part one was 1 Kings chapter 4. Part two was Jeremiah chapter 21. And we read it from Matthew chapter 3 right now. No, I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Mm-hmm. Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse number 1. Let's go. Look at miraculous Jesus. Matthew chapter number 8. Be a few more seconds to get there. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is the third part. Part number 3 for this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. You know what I'm talking about? Chop it up in 3 parts, usually. So, Matthew chapter 8, so we can go ahead and get up in here, see what we got, and then we're going to get up out of your way. You know what I'm talking about? Matthew chapter number 8. Mm-hmm. All right, should have it by now. Matthew chapter 8, verse 1 says, when he had come down from the mountain, when Jesus came down from the mountain, great multitudes, that means a whole bunch of people, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. A leper. Skin disease, contagious skin disease, too. Had to stay outside of the city, right? Yeah, if you touch them, you would get the leprosy, right? All right. So, a leper came and worshipped him, worshipped Jesus. Yeah, and he, as you can see, angels will stop you from worshipping them, but Jesus won't stop you from worshipping him. Jesus is God with us, okay? We worship God. And behold, a leper came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing now, you can make me clean. If you are willing to do this, you can do it. Ain't no doubt about it. You can do it. See, that's what he said. If you're willing, though, if you want to, you can make me clean, is what he's saying. Verse 3 says, then Jesus put out his hand and touched him. What? Didn't I just say if you touch a leper, their disease that they had was contagious, right? If you touch them, you get the disease. Look at Jesus. Jesus is above us. He's above leprosy, too. Mm-hmm. This ain't no make-believe. This ain't no fairy tale. This is letting you know how he is Lord. It is proof, proving that he is Lord. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Yeah, I will do this for you. Be clean or be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And I'm talking about leprosy. That's a serious disease, man. So Jesus touched him and said, be clean, and he cleansed of his leprosy, just like that. Verse 4, and I'm talking, that's a major disease. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way and show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. And Moses, that's back in the Old Testament, right? Talking about the laws and you know, sacrifices and all that they had to make. Animals. But he said, show yourself, though. Offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Go show yourself to the priest, though. Don't just show yourself to anybody. Look at him. Show yourself to the priest. Is what Jesus told him to do. Verse 5 says, now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him. And a centurion is like a soldier, police or something like that. From Rome, right, back in the days. Yeah, a centurion, police, soldier, came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. He's lying at home, paralyzed, and he's dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, now look, somebody going to Jesus for their servant who is laying at home. Because his servant is laying at home, but he can't move. He's paralyzed. And he's dreadfully tormented. Tormented is bad enough by itself. But to be dreadfully tormented on top of that, man, wow. See, these folks are in some situations. Leprosy was a bad disease. It wasn't nothing for Jesus to heal it, though. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, couldn't stop Jesus. So this one paralyzed. He dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Y'all see that? The centurion, the soldier, the police, even one of the disciples, he heard about Jesus, and he believed that Jesus can do it. The leper said, man, all you got to do is want to do it, and I know you can do it, though. So that's what Jesus is responding to their faith. Y'all see this now? These are not the disciples. And they're showing these Christians, uh-huh. But this is a leper who said, if you want to, you can make me clean. No doubt about it. You can do it. And then here comes a centurion, not one of the disciples, but he a centurion, a police officer, what have you. And he coming to talk to Jesus about his servant. And he told Jesus, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but all you got to do is speak a word, and my servant will be healed. Look at that faith. Look at that now. This is where we get our faith from. Y'all see this? Look at their faith. They're not even disciples. They just heard about Jesus and what he would do and what he was doing, and they believed him. Mm-hmm. That man told Jesus, all you got to do is speak a word, and my servant will be healed. You got to know that about God. All he got to do to change your whole situation right around for you. I'm talking about give you the joy and everything that you think you need or whatever, because you got joy now if you're with God. But I'm just saying, all you got to do is speak a word. He'll turn your whole situation around for you. Yeah. He's going to turn you around in the situation, though. Yes, sir. You start looking at your problems differently. Mm-hmm. God trying to work on me. That's what you're going to say. God, you're going to work something out of me. And work something into me. So, speak a word. Do you believe that God can change your situation? All you got to do is speak a word. Remember, God made this world out of words now. Yeah, remember that? That's how powerful his words are. Yeah, speak a word. What are you telling Jesus to do? My servant will be healed if you say it. Verse 9 says, for I also am a man under authority. So if you speak a word, you got to do what you say, because that authority that you have. So he respecting that authority that Jesus has. That's why he started pointing to himself and what he do. Verse 9, Matthew chapter number 8 says, for I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. So I'm under authority. He recognizing that Jesus is under God, right? I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. Jesus got disciples under him. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. Now, we obeying these folks and their occupations and their jobs and stuff, but then God can't get us to do nothing, huh? Do we obey God like that, man? Because he's saying, I say to one man, I got soldiers under me. If I tell them to go, they gone. If I tell them to come, he coming. If I tell them to do this, he doing it. Can God tell you to go and you go? Can God tell you to come and you come? Can God tell you to do this or that and you do it? Verse 10 says, when Jesus heard it, he marveled. Y'all see this? This man made Jesus marvel. It made Jesus' mouth hang open like, ooh, what the, what? Yeah. Your faith can make Jesus marvel. Like, you believe in me like that? When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Man, that's a marvelous thing to Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Marveled. And said to those who followed, but surely I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Look at that. Tell you, they didn't even, they weren't no disciples or nothing. They just heard about Jesus. Didn't believe him like that. And then that made Jesus marvel. And what Jesus said, I haven't found such great faith, not even in Israel, like this. And your faith can surpass that because we learn it from Israel and we learn it from the outsiders. And that's why I like these Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels, because you will really see the response of the outsiders. You'd be reading like, man, God started pointing out, look who's saying this about Jesus. This is the police officer or the soldier. And this one right here was a leper. That ain't Peter. That ain't James or John or nobody. The lady with the issue of blood, y'all remember her? She got healed. And she said, "After, if I could just touch him, touch the hem of his clothes, matter of fact, I know I'd be healed." Look at their faith. We get our faith from the word of God. Right? To have faith in God. All right, we're in Matthew chapter 8. Verse 11 says, and I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, these are our forefathers of the faith, spiritual forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, man. If you got faith in God, Abraham, that's the father of faith right now. Even all the religions respect Abraham. But Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, these all believed in God. Because Abraham believed first, Isaac is his son, and Jacob is his grandson, Abraham's. All right? So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. So many will come and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Verse 12 says, but the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeah. The sons of the kingdom. Yeah, them the fallen angels that listened to the devil thought it was okay to try to go up against God. Yeah. Verse 13 says, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way. Look at this. Jesus didn't even have to go to his house because he believed. Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, it's all about what you believe. Mm-hmm. As you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour. Y'all see this? A miracle taking place. Just because this dude interceded, meaning he came to Jesus for his servant, and he had faith when he came to Jesus too. Mm-hmm. He respected the authority. He respected, he knew Jesus had authority from God. Because he got authority. He's under authority in the army or what have you. And got soldiers under him, right? And Jesus got sheep under him, disciples, followers under him. So he respected that authority. And he wasn't even following Jesus. And being Jesus, that's why Jesus said, I ain't found no faith like that in Israel. But this man ain't do nothing but heard about me and believe in me like that. That all he told me to do, all I got to do is say a word. Life and death in our tongue. God put it there. But recognizing and realize that God made this world out of his words. So all you got to do is speak a word. As you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour because he believed. And that don't mean if you believe and it didn't happen that same hour that it won't happen. But get used to putting doubt out and believe God, no matter what the situation say.
go by what God says. His word over everything. His word over everybody. It's even his word over the situation. All right, verse 14. It says, now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So Peter's mother-in-law, and she's in the house. She's sick. She got a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her. Y'all see this healing power of Jesus? The same God that lives in you now. Yeah, do you believe? It's the same God now. Same Jesus. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served him. So he healed her right there. One touch. He was already on the road, but buddy said, all you got to do is speak a word. And then he believed. Made Jesus marvel. I'm like, what? I ain't even got to come to your house. Just say it? Wow, I ain't found no faith like this. Not even in Israel. Man, go on about your business, man. As you believe, so let it be done for you. And your servant, his servant was healed. And here comes somebody else. Well, Jesus coming to their house. She's sick. He touched her hand. The fever gone. And she arose. So the sickness gone too. But she got energy now. The I-N-N-E-R-G-O-D. Energy. Inner. I-N-N-E-R. Capital G. O-D. Inner God. Energy. Okay. And she arose and served him. She arose. But she was lying down. Now she arose. Rose up. And she served him. Went in there and cooked them some good old food. Verse 17. Verse 17 says, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He himself took our infirmities. Yeah, your aches and pains and injuries, right? And our sicknesses. Yeah. He took that. He bore it. So our healing is in him. If he already took our infirmities and our sicknesses. Verse 18 says, and when Jesus saw an infirmity, it's an injury so bad it make you go to the hospital. And Jesus took that for you. Okay? And sickness, you already know what that is. All of them. All the sicknesses. Verse 18, Matthew chapter 8 says, and when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he saw a lot of people, great multitudes. He saw them all about him, all around him. He gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. Yeah, he got excited about what Jesus was doing, huh? Think it's easy? No, they're gonna kill Jesus, right? But God's going to raise him back up, so don't worry about that. Verse 20 says, and Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, see that? Foxes got holes. Holes to lay in, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man, Jesus Christ himself, has nowhere to lay his head. I mean, he's homeless. On the earth that he created, the earth that his Father made through him, he don't have anywhere to lay his head. Jesus homeless, y'all. Mm-hmm. See ya? Foxes got holes. Birds of the air got nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Now, God provide for him, but they didn't welcome him, man. The red carpet should have been rolled out for Jesus. Now he down here, and foxes got holes to go in, birds got nests to lay in, and he the Son of God, the Son of Man, to the Son of Human, right? God and man, and he have nowhere to lay his head. Greater than foxes, greater than birds, but they got nests and foxholes. The Son of Man, they got nowhere to lay his head, though. Nobody opened up the house for Jesus. Even when he was born, they had everything closed up. You see what I'm saying? Everything was closed up even when he was born, man. That's how people reject Jesus. When he was born, he got to be born out there with animals, man. Ain't nobody got no house or nothing open. All the hotels was gone. Yeah, see? Verse 21 says, then another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go bury my father. Let me go bury my father first. He just died. But Jesus said to him, follow me, though. You see that? He said to Jesus, let me go bury my father. Jesus said to him, no, don't go bury your father. He said, follow me. And let the dead bury their own dead. You follow me, I'm going to give you life, and you let the dead folks
Because obviously he died without Jesus. Let the dead bury their own dead. And those ones that are still rejecting Jesus, yeah, y'all walking dead, yep. So, yeah, D-E-A-D, that's them. Let the dead bury their own dead. You follow me, I'm going to give you life. You let the ones that died without knowing me and the ones that still over there living without knowing me, you let them bury their own selves. Let the dead bury their dead, but you follow me. You follow Jesus. I don't care if you're the only one out the crowd. The only one out the bunch. You follow Jesus. Yeah, God ain't going to be mad at you if you're the only one following him out the bunch. And you always telling people about it, he ain't going to be mad at you. They might get mad at you, but God is not going to be mad at you, and that's good. Yeah, because God is good. All right? We almost finished. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 says, now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And suddenly a great tempest, a great wind, arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. So it's a great tempest, a great wind going on, and then the wind is so strong that it's making the waves of the sea go into the boat, right? It's making the boat covered in waves. But he is asleep. Jesus himself is asleep. Yeah, Jesus controls storms. Jesus is greater than hurricanes. Jesus is greater than earthquakes. Jesus is greater than the seasons running together and don't know what to do, okay? Yeah, God got all this though. Suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Now, if Jesus is not panicking, then we need to be going like Jesus and going to sleep in storms and stuff, man. Verse 25 says, then his disciples came to him and awoke him saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing. Now, you don't supposed to be panicking like the disciples, even though, well, I know, sometimes it get like that. But you don't supposed to be panicking and perishing. You're supposed to be up here asleep like Jesus. See, the disciples were not supposed to be panicking. They hanging with Jesus. Right? But Jesus got to show. God got to show reveal himself another way that they ain't seen before. So let's go. Verse number 26, because they telling Jesus, they done came down there and they woke him up saying, Lord, save us. We are perishing, man. They panicking. Verse 26 says, but he said to them, why are you fearful? Why are you fearful instead of being faithful? Why are you full of fear instead of being full of faith? Let's not be spending time with God. If you spend time with God, I guarantee you, you'll be full of faith and fear will be gone. Yeah, because God didn't give you the spirit of fear. So, but Jesus said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose. Look what Jesus did. He arose. He rose up, rebuked the winds and the sea. Rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. That same one that was sparking up the water, you know, making the water get into the boat. Jesus done rebuked the wind that did that, and he rebuked the sea. And there was a great calm, so that's peace be still. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So the men marveled. Now they marveling. They looking at him. That's a marvelous thing, man. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him? That's how great Jesus is. Yeah. Even the wind and the sea obey him. Yeah, Jesus is Lord, even over the wind, over the sea, and over these seasons and everything. And Jesus is Lord over disobedient man as well. He's still Lord. Jesus is Lord over Satan. Jesus is the Lord over the living and over the dead, because he swallowed death up and he got the keys of hell. What? Mm-hmm. And he defeated the devil. What? Yeah, somebody say Jesus is the Lord. Make it personal. Say, Jesus, you the Lord, man. Jesus, you Lord. You the Lord. All right, Matthew chapter 8. Even the winds and the sea obey him. That's right. Verse 28 says, when he had come to the other side, to the country of the Gergesenes there met him two demon-possessed men. So he done dealt with the leper, healed him, done dealt with who that was came next. There was the leper. Then there was the man who said, speak a word, right? Because his servant was paralyzed, right? And dreadfully tormented. Jesus healed him. Then he went by Peter's house, healed the sick mother-in-law. Peter's sick mother-in-law. She rose up. You know, he got rid of the fever. She rose up and fixed him some food and all that. You know what I'm saying? Served him, right? All right, then he moseyed on, huh? Had to rebuke the sea and the wind. Now, here come some demons. Here come some demons. Yeah, Jesus is the Lord over the demons. Like you say, he's Lord over the devil too, right? So y'all ready? This is Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. Says, when he had come to the other side, to the country of the Gergesenes, so after he left all that, he came to the other side of the Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men. Two men with demons living all in them, okay? Coming out of the tombs, look what they're coming out of. Not coming out of the house, not coming out of the office, not coming out of the building. They're coming out of the tombs, out of the graveyard. Exceedingly fierce, right? They real strong, real fierce, real bad, real angry, a lot of wrath. Exceedingly fierce so that no one could pass that way. No one. No humans, no nothing could pass that way. And suddenly, they so big and bad, right? And suddenly, they cried out saying, what have we to do with you, Jesus? Now, they so big and bad, they exceedingly fierce. They these mothers is possessed with demons. They stay in the tombs. No one can pass that way. Then suddenly, they cried out saying, what have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? That's letting you know right there that even demons know who Jesus is. Y'all see this? You see that, right? This is the demon saying this, who stay in the tombs. Yeah, so don't be so quick to be running after folks. I'm a Christian. Yeah, say Jesus. That's how you test them these days. Say Jesus. Tell them to say Jesus. And don't and if they whisper it now, yeah, we almost finished. We about to cut off live, but we almost finished, though. All right? But yeah, tell them to say Jesus. See if they real or not. Yeah, that's all you gotta do these days. So anyway, let's get back to the old exceedingly fierce demons. All of a sudden, they asking Jesus, what have we to do with you? And then they call him Jesus, you Son of God. We just want to call him Jesus, or Jesus the Christ, or what have you. The demons even call him Jesus, you Son of God. Jesus, Son of God. That's what the demons call him. Then they ask him, have you come here to torment us before the time? So you remember the man who was being tormented, dreadfully tormented? Now Jesus torments demons. You see this, right? Because the demons asking him. First of all, they acknowledge who he is, Jesus, you Son of God. Okay? Then they said, are you come to torment us before the time? We know you're going to torment us, but are you come to do it before the time? I thought we had a little bit of time. These are demons talking to Jesus now. Verse 3 says, now a good way off from them, there was a herd of swine feeding, a herd of pigs feeding. Verse 31 says, so the demon begged him. Y'all see this? The demons begged him, the big bad demons, begging Jesus. Y'all see that, right? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah, you better respect Jesus. Mm-hmm. These folks scared of the devil. They scared of the wrong one. Yeah, the devil scared of Jesus. Y'all see how the demons acting? Verse 31, Matthew chapter 8. So the demons begged him, saying, if you cast us out. They begged him now. And then they said, if you cast us out, because they know that's what he do, I'm going to cast you out. Permit us to go away into the herd of swine then. If you cast us out, let us go into the swine at least. Because demons got to have a body to live in. So they begging Jesus, and just if you cast us out, let us go into them pigs over there, because there's a herd of pigs, okay? Many pigs, right? A lot of them. Verse 32 says, and he said to them, go. G-O. Go. One word. Powerful, though. Go. So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the sea,
and perished in the water. And the pigs are smarter than people, because the pigs say they'd rather die and drown in some water than to have some demons living in them. Y'all see that? The pigs ran off the cliff and drowned. What the heathen incident to us? I'm talking about all of them going drown in the sea. Yeah. But people will let demons live in them, because y'all see these demons were living in this, these two humans, right? All right, so verse 33 says, then those who kept them, who was watching over the pigs, fled, and they went away into the city and told everything, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. The whole city coming out to meet Jesus now. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region. Now, y'all see how powerful Jesus is. I'm talking about the cast out demons in the end right there. And there was a bunch of them because there was a lot of pigs. Mm-hmm. And their name happened to be Legion. 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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's so many of them, right? He said, my name is Legion because it's many. When you read it in the Bible further, in another place, it goes in more detail. He asked them what his name was. Jesus asked them what his name, asked the demon what his name is. He said, my name is Legion because we are many. There's so many religions. God don't use religion, but Satan uses religion. There's so many religions, just like there's so many demons, right? Yeah, so many different beliefs in God. And all them religions believe in one devil, though. What? Mm-hmm. Wrap your mind around that. But Jesus is so powerful, he done kicked some demons' butts. You know what I'm saying? Kick their butts, man. Then he done beat a fever down and beat a sickness out of somebody just by touching their hand. You know what I'm saying? And just by saying a word, because somebody was cuckoo enough to believe that all he had to do was say a word and his servant would be healed. Like, don't. Man, go on down there, boy. Your servant is healed. Wow. You can believe Jesus like that and make him marvel. Right? And first he had to heal that leper. And leprosy, that, like I said, that's a bad disease on the skin. Boils and everything, and it's contagious. So contagious, if you touch it, you get it. But when Jesus touched it, his leprosy got gone, and the person who had it got healed. Yeah, God over everything, God over everybody. Jesus is God with us. Thank you, Jesus, for this broadcast. Have your way continuously, Father. In the almighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We appreciate you. All right? We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we out this piece, man. Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, we'll get at you next time.
Mm-hmm. Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus. But God. But God, yeah. Hallelujah, all day. Still praising Yahweh.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
Yeah.
But God is full of love.
Yeah.
But God lives in me, Anna. But God. But God,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up
Hallelujah,
the slack.
All
but
day.
God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God is in me, and but God, I just listen to the track,
yep,
and let my mind wonder, Lord, speak into my heart and let us
give
feel it like thunder. Cause your creation wanna trip and keep running, they lip don't know what they talking about, wanna push on the shout. But I'm gonna represent you for all the time you spent to do what you had to and wanted to do.
Do
you keep it on the cool? But Satan got them fooled into thinking that you weak because you so meek. So let me speak it back. Satan, you're so weak. We unique with this flow. Keeping it 100, looking for us. Here we go. Kicking this gospel, closed off the hearts. We come through windows of your soul. All our praise and God, he sits on the throne. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack, but God is never whack.
but God ain't taking that. Yeah, but God is full of love, but God lives in me, yeah, oh, but God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack, but God is never whack. But God ain't taking that
alone.
But God is full of love, but God lives in me, yeah, but God, the agony of defeat is that you are unique. You came into the world more precious than a pearl to a virgin at that. So Holy Ghost rip the track. Man, I ain't gon' hold back and I'm ready for the attack. Not born in a hospital, but it was right in the middle of a little barnyard. Man, that seems so odd, but we talking about God here. So lend me your ear, hear it real good, get it well understood. Jesus is alive, you can have your own opinion, but it really don't matter. He changed my life and he made me gladder. Like them blind men when they receive their sight, and I'm repping them to the full. You think I'm wrong, but I'm right.
I'm right with this.
But God, he got my back.
Righteous.
But God picked up the slack. But God is never whack. But God ain't taking that. But God is full of love. But God lives in me, and but God, he got my back.
Yeah.
But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack.
Hey.
But God ain't taking that.
Yeah.
But God is full of love. But God lives in me, and but God, he got my back. So fools and Satan get back. It's a Christ back upon his track, and with his power I attack. He wasn't a punk or a coward. Listen as he devours this man-made track. This ain't no broke back.
Stand
straight and tall like God made all y'all. Oh, yo, he pointing fingers, but I'm pointing at the fall.
At the fall.
So watch your thinking attitude. Jesus came to give you joy and a peaceful mood. This is soul food. I ain't trying to be rude. Just telling you about this dude. You can read it in Jude. Jesus is the Lord and Jesus be the truth.
So
knock that out the park. OG baby. But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
That right.
But God is never whack.
Yeah.
But God ain't taking that.
Hallelujah.
But God is full of love. But God lives in me, and but God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God, he got my back. But God picked up the slack.
But God
is never whack. But God ain't taking that.
But God
is full of love. But God lives in me, and but God.
Get it right.
But God.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt